guys, so I decided that this first podcast would be about, of course, what is new. This is like my thing. Just coming back from not posting for a while, I am going to just share with you some little things that I've been through and some things that I've learned. But the topic of this podcast will be relationships, and I know it's so tiring to hear about them. I'm sick of them too. Trust me, I'm over it completely. But in a world full of people and social settings and I guess societal standards, you're always going to have relationships, you're always going to have friendships, family, there's always going to be some sort of chip, I guess. And so you have to just keep that in mind throughout life. Despite the fact that you may not want to deal with it, it's always going to be there. So let's get started. So I am going to try to break this down into a couple different parts, just so we can kind of go over different little parts that I've learned. So in these podcasts I'm going to do from now on, they're going to be more so experience based and then advice based. So I'm going to tell you a story time, just to kind of give you a little bit of background from my experience, and then just could give you advice and kind of break down what I've experienced and what I've learned and what could possibly help you in future situations. So yeah, okay, so basically I'm going to start off with the experience first. So we're talking about relationships. So I do want to, you know, give a little background. So I've been in a relationship for pretty much 2 years now, maybe a little bit more than that. And I'm not gonna lie, it has not been easy for me. So I just want to put an aspect of my relationship out there that I think that a lot of people, a lot of young girls go through. And this is no shade to him or like our standards of relationships in our community, of our generation. But it is something that I experience and I just want to share, and I want to be able to, you know, be the light to shine on that situation and to just shine on like situations like this to kind of help, you know, other people understand that they're not alone. And not only that they're not alone, but that, like, you know, there are ways to kind of deal with it. And, you know, yeah. So let's talk about relationships. So, okay, so this is the topics we're gonna go over. We're gonna go over kind of just the theme of like experiencing like rough patches or depression or like hard things, like experiencing difficult things and being in a relationship. And I'm gonna just give you an example. And this, like I said before, it's not to belittle my situation by any means. Like, I gotta grow just as much as my significant other has to grow, so there is no shade in any of this. It's just an experience, nothing less, nothing more. So I will explain to you. So for some time now, maybe a little bit over 3 months, that's why it took me so long to get back onto podcasts, I just was in a really, really bad mental drought, emotional drought. Like, I don't know if you've experienced this before, but, you know, just kind of close your eyes and kind of think about a scenario like this and put yourself in my perspective, and yeah, just listen and hear me out. So I lost two people in my life that are really important to me months prior. I thought I was on my way to a very, you know, uphill lifestyle. I was like, okay, I'm almost there. I got my this, I got my this. You know, you start to check off things in your life, check off boxes, right? So I'm checking off boxes. I'm like, I got this, this, that, and the third. And then I lose something dear to me, which is all my fault. And I will never, you know, blame it on anything else besides the fact that I was being stupid, I was being dumb, and I made a mistake. And then from then on, I felt like everything started to trickle down. And I feel like that effect does happen to a lot of people. And, you know, I just have lost my motivation to do anything. So, for example, like, I'll tell you right now, I have to pay for school. I have to, like, I have so many things, like, little things I need to get done. And I have yet to do it. I just procrastinate. And not only does it stress me out, but it makes me feel like I'm inadequate. And it's, like, one of the worst feelings ever. And I feel like that that additionally adds to how I feel with myself, and that adds to the depressive feeling that I do feel. And it's not that I don't want to, it's just that I don't have the mental capacity, I don't have the drive to do it. And in order to do other things, like as if my job, where I have to be around people and talk a lot, it drains me a lot. So being out with people, kind of exaggerate myself, kind of just do a lot to make myself feel good. And not only make myself feel good, but to be the person that I need to be in that situation. So, you know, that caused me to be over excessively what I need to be. So for example, on my job, I need to talk a lot. I need to be able to be responsive. I need to be kind to people at my job, so I'm very much that excessively, and it does become stressful, and I do get overexerted. So when I come home from work, I don't really want to speak to anybody, I don't really want to deal with anyone. And then, you know, obviously there's the people that you do want to deal with, like your friends and your family and in your relationship. And I promise you, this is gonna actually mean something. It's not me just babbling. So basically, just to get off that mantra, I'm expecting in my relationship, the person that I'm with, my significant other, to be there for me in times where I feel overexerted, or I'm going through the depression, or the depressive state. So you never can anticipate or expect anyone to do anything for you, because at the end of the day, we are not mind readers as human beings. We've never been, and there's like a few mind readers, and I don't think my significant other is one of them, and I'm sure yours is not either, or your friends are not either, your family's not either. So don't expect them to just know things about you, but if someone really cares about you, they're going to genuinely care about your mental health and how you're feeling, and they want to know and they want to take care of you. So, from that sense, I want to say this. We go through really hard times, and I would kind of push myself away from my significant other in order just to kind of deal with those things on my own, and hope that maybe if I deal with these things on my own, I'll be stronger, I'll be better, I won't have to stress my significant other out. And this is like the wrong way to handle yourself in a relationship, because although you don't want to push negative things on your significant other, or you don't want to feel like you're burdening them, you also don't want to carry all the weight, because in a relationship, the best part of a relationship is being able to carry weight on both ends. So there's days when I can only give my significant other 20% and they make up the 80, and the same thing goes for my significant other. There's days where they can only give me 10% and I can give them 90, if that makes sense, and sometimes that happens. So for example, like I said before, I lost so many things in a really, really, really short span of time where I became so inadequate to do anything. And my significant other kind of just shrugs it off, kind of makes it seem like, shrugs it off. It makes it seem like it's not that important. And doesn't really try and carry out the caring that I need, the nurturing that I need. For example, you know, like, you for your significant other, you see they're struggling with something, you want to help them, you want to benefit them, you want to find the solution. What can I do to help them be a better person? What is my role in their life? For example, if your significant other is looking for a job, you send them job applications, you call so and so and so to figure out if they're hiring. Or another example, if your significant other is feeling depressed, maybe once a week, or, you know, every night, or every day, you find an opportunity to speak to them, ask them how they're feeling, what can you do to help, what would make them feel better, send them something that they love, something to make them find the solution to their problem, be that person that they need in their life. And unfortunately, it happens, like, not everyone knows your love language and they don't understand how to love you. So yeah, people struggle with understanding how to love you, so they might not understand that that's what you need. And that's what I've experienced. So I want to share my experience of a relationship, and the fact that, you know, going through depression or emotional episodes, you experience really, really difficult things. And my advice for you is to be still, be patient, and also make sure you are being vocal. It's really, really hard to be vocal. It's hard to say things. And there's ways to say it. There's ways to be honest. There's ways to help someone understand you and understand how to love you, because it's not easy. Like, we're all individuals that are different. Like, some people love gift giving. Some people like acts of kindness, affirmation. It depends on who you are. And I feel like we're not vocal enough in this generation to express ourselves and to tell people, I love this emotionally. This helps me. This benefits me emotionally. And I think that's one thing that we can all work on as human beings, is being more vocal about our emotions, being more vocal about what we're going through. And for example, if I expect my significant other to be there for me while I'm going through a depressive episode, how can he help? It kind of cut off, but I want to continue to keep recording. But how can he or she help me find a solution, better myself? How can I explain to them, express to them that I need them more than ever right now? And I feel like that's something that we lack in our generation, is we're expecting people to, you know, be there for you, do everything for you, be emotional support, be physical support, be financial support, and not having the vocality to be able to explain that and express it to them that you need that at that time. If you ever see social media relationships, you just see people giving gifts and doing things for them nice, like, you know, buying flowers, buying this, getting cards, you're seeing all these big, giant, enormous things that is not necessarily something that happens in reality, but you're expecting that. Your expectation for that is very high because you're seeing that constantly on social media. It's very, very easy to get that construed and seeing, you know, and it seems like that is typical, but it's not typical behavior at all. Because of this phenomenon of seeing so many people on social media doing these different acts, you're like, oh my goodness, I should get this. When actuality, you should just be vocal about it. I have a hard time explaining how I feel, because I always feel like people are going to always treat you the way that they care about you. So if someone doesn't really care about you, they'll show you in their actions, they'll show you in their gift giving, they'll show you in their the way how they are there for you, they'll show you. But I've learned as I get older that, and mature, the more mature that I get and the maturity that I feel like I'm at right now, no one's gonna read your mind at all. And through that difficult time, and still going through that difficult time, I never thought to myself that maybe he does not, or maybe my friends don't, or maybe the people in my life don't understand what I'm going through, and I can't sit there and be like, oh, they should understand, they need to know, da da da. No, they're not gonna know if I don't tell them, and if I don't tell them and help them learn how to love me and appreciate me and make me feel better, I'll never get better, and I'll never have people to support me. And I know we're expecting people to automatically support us, and I know we're expecting people to automatically do nice things for us and care about us, but unfortunately, in a world that we live in where mind reading is not a thing, people don't know what you need. And if you're not able to reach out to people and try, especially people that care about you and love you, if you're not able to tell them what you need, unfortunately, like, that is when there's miscommunication, there's a power struggle in friendships and relationships and families. There's so much stress on relationships when you're not able to be vocal. So one of the advice I want to give you about when you're going through very difficult times, especially if you are someone that can speak about it, because I know it could be difficult. I know that's one thing that I had issue with, is I was really, really scared, because I was scared of what may be said about me or how they would handle it. Instead of being vocal, I was just really scared about everything, the unknown of how the situation would pan out. And with that being said, it made it very, very difficult for me to express how I was feeling and be vocal. And you know, every significant other is different. Some people are not good with emotions, they're not good with understanding people's feelings, they're not understanding themselves, they don't know how it feels like, etc., etc., etc. And so it's really hard to know how someone would take that, but it doesn't hurt to try. And that's my advice for you today. If you're going through something difficult, and you just need someone to be there for you, relationship wise, family wise, friendship wise, you need to be vocal, you need to shed light on it. And if you see that they're not reacting the way that you would like them to, if they're not trying to help, trying to make you better, trying to make you feel good, then that is your opposition to understand where they stand. And moving forward, that is what you would have to see in them and learn, you know, about them to see where you stand with them, if that makes sense. I know this was a very, very long video, but I mean podcast recording, but I just feel like this was something that I had on my heart and it was resting in my heart a lot, and I know that a lot of people experience this, but trust me, I'm here with you. So I love to end my podcast with some sort of saying that you can repeat back to yourself or repeat with me, or think about throughout the day or the night, or think about before you go to bed or while you're sleeping. It resonates in your mind. So what I want you to say to yourself or think about or, you know, memorize for the day, the night, the morning, whenever you're listening to this, is I have the choice to be able to share my experience. If I share my experience, I'm able to provide myself with the help and also provide those around me with the understanding of what I'm going through. And you can once again repeat this to yourself. And I hope that this is able to help you whenever you're going through it. Whether you're going through good things or bad things. This is not just for bad experiences. It's for every experience. If you're going through a really good time in life and you want to share that. And you want them to learn and understand what you would love. Like say you're going through, you just passed a test and you want flowers. Or you want to go out to eat. You express that to them. That's vocalizing that. Teach them how to love you. It's very, very difficult to think about because you're like, you should learn, you should know, but not everybody is on the same page mentally with love and with nurturing. So you just gotta be that, you know, that push, that shove for them. And I hope this video, this podcast video sound of me talking does help you. And I love you very much, and bye.